chemically speaking, you get a huge release of dopamine. And as I said, it then becomes a collective shared experience. And, you know, when you're recounting these stories, it's a sense of adventure and you want to do those things with your partner. It's not like the thing that you do with your friends. It's the thing that you do with your partner. And then you're just building on that relationship and the excitement is there and the motivation is there. And we talk about striving for contentment in life, but those adrenaline-seeking activities are where we feel that euphoria. And that's pretty addictive.
The hookup. Love and f***ing on Triple J.
Warning, sex and adult themes.
Hey, Sarah McVee with you, and in this podcast, you'll hear from singer Keita Alexander about how much she loves surfing and jamming with her boyfriend surf champ Owen Wright. Because science says that couples who play together stay together. There's proof. You'll hear from clinical psychologist Sian Baker-Sarekli on why going on adventures with your partner is so important. This week on Hack, I spoke to a psychologist who's spent his entire career researching love, and I asked him about the so-called secrets of the happiest couples he's ever studied.
One of the biggest is doing exciting, challenging, novel things with your partner on a fairly regular basis. Turns out that's really impactful on increasing the passionate love and maintaining it and rekindling it.
One person who totally agrees with this idea is singer Keita Alexander. Her boyfriend, Owen Wright, just won the World Surf League comp at Snapper Rocks last weekend. It was an amazing victory because just 15 months ago, he suffered a brain injury while he was surfing pipe. And he told Veronica and Lewis this week that when he was recovering, he and Keita would go surfing together. Here she is talking about how they met and how their sense of adventure is a big part of why they're so in love.
Our plan was to go to a Matt Corby show together, and we ended up kind of flagging that and just kind of hung out together because we were enjoying each other's company so much.
How instant was the attraction?
Pretty instant. During the day we went for a big hike, and then our relationship kind of fast-forwarded really quickly, and it was amazing, really. I can't explain it.
And what was it about him that you liked instantly?
We could have really deep conversations and then, but also have fun. It was just the perfect balance for me.
I'm interested to hear that you went hiking on your first date when we've just heard that one of the things that really makes relationships special is doing exciting, challenging things together. How much of your relationship has been built around doing things like hiking or surfing?
We literally spent the whole, basically the last 2 years together 24/7, and we love the outdoors and we hike and surf and we do everything together. So, and he even plays the drums, so we even sometimes have a jam sesh, which is sick.
Let's talk about our love. Let's talk about our love.
Can you describe what it was like for you to see Owen have the accident that caused his brain injury not that long ago, 15 months ago?
Yeah, it was honestly the most heartbreaking thing. Well, I got the call from his sister saying he was in hospital and everything. I kind of dropped everything and went straight over there to be with him, and it was, to say the least, life-changing. You know, we didn't know if he was ever going to come out of it, and of course I stuck with him through all of it. It was, I wouldn't change it, and it's the most, I don't know, it's still hard to talk about because he's so fresh out of it.
How does it make you feel to see him absolutely shred?
It is, I still think it's like, it's trippy to say the least, just because, you know, only a year ago he was in knee-high waves with me surfing. So it is the most brilliant thing to see him, and it gives me goosebumps every time I think about it because he's just come so far.
How did he do it?
I don't know. I don't. Honestly, he's been working so hard every day, 24/7, to get back. And, you know, at the start of this event, he didn't think he was as good as when he started, well, before the injury. So it's pretty special to see him win the first comp of the year.
There's this amazing photo of you guys straight after the win where the look on your face is just so, so incredible.
Yeah.
This kind of equal parts pride and shock and just pure love. What was it like to be in that moment holding your baby and holding Owen after his win?
I was just a wreck. I was just, it was, it's probably one of the most beautiful moments of our time together. Like all this hard work, all this emotion, all the turmoil, that time of our lives. We got through the hardest point, and to get there and to be standing there with him just felt like the most magical end point of that point in our life.
When you heard that couples who do exciting things together and that, you know, thrill seek together are the happiest couples, did that surprise you in any way?
No. Honestly, like when he's, you know, playing drums and I get on a guitar and jam out, it's like just to be able to, we're both there and we can both like look at each other and we're just so full of happiness. Whereas surfing, you know, we're both catching our own waves and like doing our own shit. But it doesn't surprise me at all to have stuff in common with someone you love. Like, it's so fucking rad.
In all of this, in during the time that Owen had his brain injury and you were surfing together and he was healing, you also had a baby.
Yeah, it was just adding on everything, you know, but it was the most magical thing to come out of our experience during the turmoil. Obviously, it was really hard and everything, but he's, for O to come out of it and for all of us to come out of it and have this beautiful little bundle of joy is just such a special thing in our life. And honestly, I get emotional just thinking about the whole time and the whole, just everything. But Vali is the best thing that's ever happened to both of us. And for him to be here to also share that time in our lives is, I think, pretty cool.
It's amazing. Do you ever get a chance to go surfing together now that he has come along?
Yeah, we get Tyler to look after him on the beach.
pretty sick babysitter there.
Yeah, totally.
He's going to have some good surf coaches around.
Yeah, 100%.
No pressure.
No, I don't think he'll be a musician or I don't think he'll be a surfer. He'll probably be like the coolest little nerd, scientist, astronaut guy.
He's going to go the other way.
Yeah.
Hey, Keita, thanks so much for speaking to us on The Hookup.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Hookup on Triple J. Linger physical.
That was singer Keita Alexander, and she's actually got a new EP coming out in early April. She was just talking about how much she loves surfing and jamming with her boyfriend, Owen Wright. On the text line, Travis and Alana from Newcastle say, "We went travelling together for 4 years. It makes or breaks you as a couple, and we're now engaged." And Stacey and Nick say, "Snowboarding, dirt bikes and scuba diving. We've been playing together for the last 7 years." We just heard that doing exciting, adventurous or challenging things with your partner is one of the biggest indicators of a happy relationship. And Izzy in Coffs Harbour, you say, "My boyfriend Alistair and I skate ramps together, him on rollerblades and me on roller skates. So much adrenaline, and the skate park is the perfect place for me to fall for him over and over again." How sweet. Joining us is Sean Baker-Sarekli. He's a clinical psychologist and a thrill seeker. Hey, Sean.
Hey there.
What kind of mad stuff do you do with your partner?
Well, we've got a couple of things we like to do. And, you know, we really enjoy doing those things together. And for example, we like to motorbike.
Awesome.
We got together not too long after I got my motorbike license, and I was a bit obsessed by this. And so my partner, Helen, who's a psychologist as well, actually, she was brave enough to come with me on these adventures, and we started building this kind of motorbiking into all of our travel as well.
And while you're doing it, are you thinking, now, why do we like this? And what is it about our psychological state?
Well, I think what we're usually thinking when we're traveling is, let's stay alive, because, you know, we've done it in some pretty scary places. Like, one that comes to mind is Hanoi, Vietnam, and getting there and seeing just the chaos and the craziness. But we work together as a team. She's on the back with the map, I'm at the front trying to not run into people. And it's just a real fun experience.
That's amazing. And why do you think it is that when we hear Arthur Aron, the psychologist, say, you know, he's been studying love his whole career, and he says one of the biggest signifiers is of a happy relationship is doing these things together. Why do you think that is?
I think because it's a shared experience. It's an evolution of yourself. It's growth. But the only thing sweeter than a positive experience like that is sharing it with somebody else. And when you're able to do that, you're building a narrative with that person. You're building a story. You're building memory blocks. And when you think back to the past experiences that you've had, often it's those exciting times that come to the forefront. And, you know, another good reason for that is if you're excited, you're in the moment. And when you're in the moment, that's when you're most connected.
Valeria in Wollongong, you and your boyfriend do lots of different stuff together.
Yeah, we actually met and our first date was checking surf spots. And mainly we surf together, and that's our biggest passion, I guess. So, you know, we both get each other really excited about going for a surf and go and check the surf and, you know, collect surfboards, and it's all that kind of stuff. It's really surf crazy. But, you know, we do things like snowboarding, hiking. We have a huge bushwalk just behind our house and stuff. So, yeah, we do as much as we can together, just because it's like, it's honestly like having your best friend that you love so much, and you can just do everything that you want to with them, and then you're just so pumped to see them progress and you know, having the best time as well just beside you. And
that's awesome. Does it ever get competitive in the surf?
We did have a moment where he was, like, taking all the waves, and I had to have a chat with him and say, can you let me have a little bit? But, no, like, you know, he's obviously a lot more ballsy than I am, so when it's a bit bigger, he'll take the lead. But, no, like, you know, he's pumped to see me get waves, and I'm pumped to see him get waves, and we're just, you know, sharing this thing that we both love, and it's like, you know, it's not something he just has to go and do with the boys. It's something that he can do with me and I can do with him, and it's... Yeah, it's honestly the best thing to do, I think. Otherwise, I don't know what you would do with your partner.
Totally. And I imagine, you know, you're in the Gong. It does get pretty cold there in winter. It's good to have someone motivating you for those 5 a.m. earlies when it's freezing outside.
It's been raining for the last month, so just, like, having someone go, let's go check the surf, and there's no sun. We haven't seen sun for so long. And then, you know, just going and driving and looking at the surf spots and actually getting out there and stuff. It's so good just to have that support and motivation and that kind of thing. And then, yeah, it's just the best experience. Like, you don't want to miss out, so you're always out there.
Thank you so much for the call.
No worries.
Hey, Sean, Valalia talks about, I mean, just you can hear it in her voice. She's stoked. What is it particularly about adrenaline-inducing activities do you think that really brings people together?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, in those circumstances, chemically speaking, you get a huge release of dopamine. And as I said, it then becomes a collective shared experience. And, you know, when you're recounting these stories, I like the way she talked about, you know, her partner being a best friend. That's what happens. You know, it's a sense of adventure, and you want to do those things with your partner. It's not like the thing that you do with your friends. It's the thing that you do with your partner, and then you're just building on that relationship, and the excitement is there and the motivation is there. And, you know, we talk about striving for contentment in life, but those adrenaline-seeking activities are where we feel that euphoria, and that's pretty addictive. Okay, so if you're hitting that euphoria for your partner, you want to keep doing that. You want to keep building and growing together.
On the text line, someone says, I would love to find someone who does the fun stuff I do, climb, surf, ski, as well as yoga, slacklining and different exercise movement stuff, travel as well. And I want a girlfriend. So many who love the fun but not the permanence. And someone else says, if you break up with someone you've shared all these experiences with, what are the chances of hating that hobby after the breakup because of all the memories?
Look, I think it's a risk worth taking, that's for sure. And if you're going into a relationship, I wouldn't let that stop you. And I think, you know, when it comes to any situation, the great thing is you have the power to overcome anything. So if that's something you love, it might bring up some memories and stir up some emotions. But, you know, once you do that a few times, you're going to start creating that kind of good feeling again.
You heard singer Keita Alexander talking about how she jams with her boyfriend, Owen Wright, and he's a professional surfer and she's a professional musician, and they both do what the other one is particularly skilled at. How important is that to kind of have a sharing of, you know, who's the best at something? Or taking interest in, you know, your partner's real passion.
Look, that's so important. You know, love and respect is a big part of this. It works well when you've got someone you trust, love and respect. And you don't need to be as good as your partner in any activity. You know, some things one partner is going to be better at and the other is going to be better at other things. But if you're both willing to do them and, you know, learn off each other, one of the things that really keeps people together is ability to learn off each other. And that you might meet someone who you have a really good shared collective view of the world, but they might come from kind of like different friend circles, have different hobbies, different activities. And if you're the type of person that's open-minded, eager to learn, then it's just a great recipe for a good relationship.
Kirsty and Tassie, what do you and your partner do together?
We go dirt bike riding a lot of the time, which is quite fun.
Awesome. Yeah. And who's teaching who?
Oh, no, he's definitely teaching me. Definitely teaching me, yeah. I suck.
And are there challenging moments when, I don't know, if it was me, I'd be getting scared at certain times and kind of, you know, that could potentially cause kind of tensions. Do you get that?
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like I know that I'm not very good at it, and he's really good at encouraging me, going, you know, you just need to, you know, put the throttle on a bit more. You need to go a bit harder or something. But I'm not really worried by it. It's really like I kind of value his time a lot more because, you know, he could be out there having probably so much more fun riding, but instead he's sort of going slower teaching me and, you know.
I'm sure he loves doing it with you though.
Yeah, I think he does too. I think he thinks it's pretty cool. Like, you know, he can go to work and be like, oh, yeah, you know, I just took my wife's dirt bike riding. It's amazing. Like,
and how important, you know, are like goals in that, you know, you getting better and seeing that growth?
Oh, amazing. I'm uber competitive. I'm always trying to race him and I'm like terrible at it. But, you know, and he kind of indulges me sometimes and he's like, we'll go slow and let me overtake him or something. But
you know, yeah, what he's doing that.
Yeah, yeah. There's no way I could beat him anywhere.
Hey, Kirsty, thanks for the call.
No worries.
I go surfing with my boyfriend as well, and one thing I love about it is just that when you're out there, you're not really talking about or focusing on any other things. You're just there doing that and focused on that one particular thing. Why do you think that could be valuable?
Well, that's valuable. That's like, that is one of the secrets to contentment. It's being there in the moment. And even though you might not be talking or communicating with your partner in that moment, what you've got is a shared experience. You both have an understanding of what it was. I mean, you can have an amazing time on your own and you know that you can kind of take that with you and keep it in there, but you'll want to tell that story to somebody, but they won't really understand what it's like, but your partner will, because they were there. You know, they saw that wave, they felt the weather, they, you know, all those cool things that come along with all these experiences. It's a shared kind of experience.
In a moment, we're actually going to talk about how you can kick things off like this if you feel like you don't have this kind of shared experience with your partner, something that you can both do together. And Mike in Bondi, you're an outdoorsy guy. Is your partner into it?
Yeah, hey, nah, she actually isn't, hey.
Right, and have you tried to do stuff together?
I did. So we've been married now for about a year and a half, and we dated for about 3 years. And kind of, I always tried to convince her to, you know, to spend more time outdoors and go swimming, snorkeling, and or even train together, just like do workouts outside. And every time that I tried, it kind of didn't end up in the right place.
What would you say, and how would it end up?
Oh, it was just, you know, I always tried to be super positive and, you know, beautiful day outside, let's go hang out. And it kind of did. But then when we started to get like into the activity itself, she either got bored too quickly or didn't see or appreciate the things I was appreciating. Just like, you know, noticing certain things. I'm kind of like, you know, I always pay attention to the little things. And I think for her, she feels that it's a little bit just like, you know, too simple. So for me, it was just like, you know, I might not just not push it. And I'm okay with her staying indoors now or just doing her own thing, because we eventually try to find a way and how to share other kinds of things, even though it's not the activities I enjoy the most.
Okay, so what kind of things do you do together as a compromise?
Yeah, I mean, we go for dinner, we have our little, you know, weekends away, we, you know, we hang out at home, we go to the movies, we go to the theater. So those sort of things are, are, are there. But I'm just a bit more outgoing when it goes to outdoors, and I think
You're listening to Mike from Bondi, and also with us is Sean Baker Sarekli. He's a clinical psychologist. What do you think when you hear Mike say that he's kind of just gone, we don't like the same things?
Yeah.
I think it's really okay not to like the same things. There's no way every relationship is going to have two people in it who like the same things. But what I do like about what Mike's saying, though, is that they are finding some other shared experiences. And, you know, those things that he's talking about, like, you know, going to the theatre or trying new restaurants, you can have a sense of adventure in that. That's a sense
and be
of,
challenged by
yeah,
them.
Yeah, you can, exactly. I think what is really important is not to get in a bit of a push-pull dynamic where you feel like you're trying to pull your partner into it. It's really important to talk about it openly about this is my thing, that's your thing. Can you come along? Let's lower the expectations. It's got to be about fun. And sometimes one partner is going to enjoy it more than the other, but that's really okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and being comfortable with that is an important factor.
Mike, how early in did you decide that being comfortable with it was where you were going to land?
Pretty early on. I think it's just because of times. There were a couple of times, you know, that we tried to go, for example, training together, even just a quick run, and the run wouldn't end up, you know, in a better place. So I kind of left it pretty early on. Probably would have been like 6 months into the relationship.
So. Yeah, fair enough. So it wasn't. It was sort of how you built things from the start. Anyway, hey, thank you so much for the call, Alistair in Victoria. You're a professional cheerleading coach.
I'm a cheerleading coach.
Yeah, right. And do you have a partner?
Yes, I do. I have a lovely girlfriend.
Okay, and is she a cheerleader?
No, she's not. She did netball back in primary school, but really nothing since then.
Okay, and do you have some, I don't know, shared adventures that you enjoy together?
Really, apart from binge-watching Netflix, nothing. I really want to kind of get into doing a sport hobby activity that's, you know, pretty athletic to also get fit as well.
And would you want to do that together?
Yeah.
Sean, what would your advice be to Alistair?
Look, this is what Aaron Arthur's research showed, that if you're feeling bored, you know, it's a good predictor of things not going so well down the track, you know, and that was done over a really kind of long-term study. So what I do suggest there, again, is one of the things that can get in the way here is when we feel there's a weight of expectation on us from our other partner, or we project expectations onto them. We worry we might be judged by them. Like sometimes you've got a sporty person and mm-hmm. the other partner is a bit uncoordinated.
Totally. It's going
to happen. And then that person goes down and feels embarrassed and all those sort of things. So it's really, really important just to lower the bar of expectation, make it about fun, and be okay with doing things that, you know, one person likes and the other person likes more.
Because it can really bring up these, like, throwbacks from feeling insecure in high school, you know, if you're suddenly, like, put into this situation, you're meant to be really good at it and you feel like a total kook. And
it brings up... Yeah, I was just going to say, look, it brings up all sorts of things, those dynamics. So if you're a fit guy and you're taking your girlfriend to the gym, you're doing all these things with ease and she's struggling and you say, do it this way, you know, that's going to bring up all sorts of stuff and it's going to be like, get away, I don't want you to tell me what to do and all these sort of things. A good experience can go into a pretty bad experience.
So would it be worth doing a sport which either one or both are really familiar in, or doing something completely off the charts and random?
I would suggest sitting down together, picking some random things, taking the expectation off them, be willing to try them. It's about a sense of adventure. It's not about getting it right or doing it well or being good at it necessarily. It's about being willing to try different things. So it's more of a kind of like approach to life rather than getting that one thing that's necessarily going to work.
Okay, yeah.
What are you thinking of trying, Alistair?
Oh, well, from hearing that, for some reason I've got stuck in my head ice skating.
Really?
Yeah, I no idea why, but it just sounds fun.
My sister went on a date in high school with a guy and she fell over and he rode over her fingers, so just be careful.
That's an impression and a half right there.
He didn't mean to, obviously, but just word of warning.
Absolutely.
Hey, if you do take her ice skating, let us know. We'd love to hear how it goes and good luck with it.
Oh, sure thing. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Alistair. and Sean Baker-Sarekli. Thank you so much for being on The Hookup as well.
Pleasure, thank you.
Hey, Sarah McBee with you for The Hookup. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you've got any ideas for stories, you can always hit us up on Facebook or email us, thehookup@abc.net.au.